This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the program. Coming up, we'll get into the invasion again of Somalia. The United States is at it again. We'll tell you more about that coming up here. We've been discussing the shooter. There's more than one, apparently, in the United States over the last weekend. But specifically, the one that was the racist attack in Buffalo, the Buffalo area of New York, with at least 10 people shot to death.
Well, they're always concerned about copycats, right? That's one of the big things that they use as the excuse for taking these down off of streaming services and making the videos unavailable, because if people get famous or whatever, then they'll have to deal with copycats. But as far as I can see, I mean, sure, this recent guy, I forget what his name is, he did cite the Christchurch shooter as, you know, an inspiration, but that was, what, 3-4 years ago?
Seems like it, yeah, a few years.
I mean, there's plenty of time there where...
And I don't know his name either.
I don't either.
Who cares?
This guy could have been de-radicalized, though.
Which guy?
The current guy? Yeah. He had 3-4 years, I don't remember exactly how long, during which he could have, you know, returned to normalcy and not been inspired by... This was bowl cut guy, right? The Christchurch shooter?
No, you're thinking of Dylan Roof, who shot up a church in South Carolina.
Okay.
Also, there are so many guys...
Yeah. One of these white nationalists who just goes crazy because they spent too much time on 4chan, and they forget how to tell the difference between reality and 4chan.
So I did want to mention here that the video is available to view on Odyssey.
That's
so
surprising.
I feel like that it's not that much of a surprise, although I was curious, because Odyssey does have the ability to take down at least access to a video. If you use lbry.com and upload a video to that, it's technically uncensorable. They cannot delete something that you put on that system that you are hosting yourself from your own computer, because it's, you know, a decentralized media sharing protocol.
Right.
Odyssey, on the other hand, while it was built on top of Library, does have centralized servers that they serve videos from. And they are essentially a platform built on that protocol to some extent. And so because they control their platform, they can hit an off switch and make your video not viewable on their service. So the question was, were they going to do that?
I mean, they do have terms, yes. And I would assume that those terms include, you know, no pornography, no illegal
they
content.
They do include no pornography. And I believe there's something in there about acts of violence. I don't have it pulled up in front of me right now, but they posted something yesterday on their @OdysseyTeam official channel on Twitter, and it says this: murdering people on live stream does not equal freedom of expression /speech. And I thought, when I read that, I thought, oh my God, is Odyssey going to take this video down if somebody uploads to it? And at the very least, they do not appear to have. I went and I typed in this person's name. I found their name, and I typed it in on Odyssey.com. You can go to video.freetalklive.com. We've got an Odyssey channel. We're streaming live there right now. But I typed in his name, and it was the first result that came up.
I agree. So that, you know, it's not a matter of free speech at all. However, there is a larger issue here. That's not the only consideration. Does the public have a right to know about this and to know about the details of it, right?
I think they
do.
Yeah,
it's not the shooter's right to free speech that I'm concerned about.
Right.
It's the right of people to know why this happened. What kind of screwball does this kind of stupid stuff?
Well, see, that's where it gets murky, though, because that means that they have to, to respect our rights, they now have to host this content, whether they want to or not. So that starts to run afoul of their rights. And I imagine they would say, well, you know...
I wouldn't say they have to. I would say they would be well advised to, because it's in the public interest for people to know what screwballs like us say, as well. You know, we're a completely different kind of screwball, but you know, some people find what we have to say relevant.
It is in there, by the way. I did just pull up the Odyssey community guidelines. And on a lot of websites, this just goes on for pages and pages. It's relatively short and sweet.
Well, I imagine there's just like a paragraph, right?
No, it's a couple pages.
Okay.
It's pretty short. And they do have the ability to remove certain things here, right? So that includes they want to make sure that you don't dox individuals. They don't want you to use Odyssey for illegal activities.
No, they don't want you to, or they will prevent you from being able to do so.
Well, these are community guidelines.
Okay.
So whether or not they're going to enforce these community guidelines is completely up to Odyssey. They talk about here that the content or posts that incite hatred or violence toward a particular group of persons, and then they talk about ethnicity, disability, race, nationality, race, gender, religion, sexual orientation, social class, gender identity. They say, quote, we don't care about what you publish, live stream content, or include in channel descriptions for the most part, but we don't allow the following. And then what I just listed off. They don't allow content or posts that promote terrorism, criminal activity, or credibly calls for violence.
But that's exactly it. He wasn't calling for violence, and he wasn't promoting violence.
Well, there's more.
Violence.
They don't allow excessive bullying of persons not well known.
This was definitely excessive bullying.
There's more. And they don't allow content uploaded with the intent to shame, deceive, or insult a minor, pornographic material, animal abuse, and torture, gore, or violence, as well as self-harm content and copyright-infringing material. So that's their cover-your-ass. That's their list of things that they officially say they can get rid of. But this video was posted yesterday, so it has been on the website for more than 24 hours, far longer than it would be allowed if you were, let's say, to upload it tonight to YouTube. You know they've got technology that identifies videos as banned, right? They can tell within a frame or two or whatever that it's the same video.
That would be quick, yeah.
Yeah, and then it's gone. It doesn't even get posted. But this has been there since sometime yesterday and is on a channel called Censored News Now, with now 640 views. So it'll be interesting to keep an eye on this and see if the video stays.
It would be interesting to know how they got it, too, because, you know, your comments about Twitch are not off base. If Twitch took it down, where else was it streamed? You know, how did somebody get it?
So what I'm seeing here, again, I made a point of not watching this video, but it is, as you suggested, Nobody, unless this particular video has cut the footage, the actual content from the grocery store lasts less than a minute. So that suggests that somebody clipped it from Twitch.
Gotcha.
That our chatter was correct earlier, because I believe the clip limit on Twitch is a 1 minute limit. You cannot clip a video.
They have clips and they have highlights.
Mm-hmm.
I think highlights are longer, if I remember correctly, but it's still just stored on Twitch, right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe there's a way to download clips. I don't know.
I mean, there's a way to download Twitch videos, yeah. Certainly.
So
if you're doing screen capture, then
you get
you can definitely download. You know, there may
but
be
like,
people who use screen capture the way other people use dash cam videos, where they just leave it on all the time just in case.
Could be.
See, that's the part that I have a hard time believing, because, like, the studio computer here is set up for it. My computer is set up for it. Like, if I stumbled across a live stream with something, and I was like, oh, my God, I need to, you know, screen record this, I could have it happening within, you know, 20 seconds. And so could the computer here, but I can't imagine most people are set up like that. That's resources.
Well, it doesn't have to be most people. It can be one person.
That's true.
Yeah, and again, the problem with these companies taking down these profiles, because I suspect they took his whole channel down, right? Like, every video he's ever streamed, if he had more than one, it's probably all gone, because that's how YouTube does it. That's how all these... Facebook, they don't just take down your offending posts. When somebody has committed an act like this, they take the whole profile down. Mm-hmm. So no one is able to go and see, well, what did he say 2 months ago? What did he say, you know, when he first started the channel? How many viewers does this guy have? We don't know anything about that. Because we can't go and do our own research. We have to rely on the mainstream media and what they tell us.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's mostly BS. There's more coming up here. You can join us at 603-283-6160. And bring up whatever is on your mind here. We got the Somalia story.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight is Ian.
Nobody.
And Arya.
We're talking about mainstream media censorship of crazy people. And I get the whole point of, hey, you don't want to glorify what this person does. You don't want to give them, if they're looking for that 15 minutes of fame, you don't want to give them that, right? Like, if this guy was looking to make a name for himself and be remembered, like, you know, that, like, have a, some sort of name, killer name, like, what's one of the classic killers?
Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper. That's a really old one, but...
It's a famous, Zodiac killer.
Zodiac. That's a more recent one. Yeah, thank you.
Wasn't that Ted Cruz?
There's a theory. Yeah, I was drawing a blank, so thank you. Thank you for that. And so I get that whole point. It's like, yeah, okay, well, we don't want this kid to get more attention than is necessary, but they're still, you know, putting his name all over the media. His photograph.
Yeah, but his name, it's so weird that I've seen his name repeatedly. I'm reading the dude's manifesto. I don't know what his name was.
Yeah, I couldn't remember it either.
It was Peyton something.
It's Peyton Gendron.
Peyton Gendron?
Yeah, Gendron.
Are you misgendering the Peyton?
I don't know.
Peyton is a female name typically, right? It's not usually a male name.
It's not really a first name, is it?
It is, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. I've seen it as a female first name.
No.
But in this case, it wasn't spelled the way he spelled it. It definitely looks more like a male spelling. Anyway, Payton. If you search for him, you're going to find a ton of news stories. So it's not like he's not getting coverage. It's not like there's not every mainstream media organization isn't talking about him. They are. So he's getting plenty of coverage. Why shouldn't we be able to see what he actually has to say? What kind of crazy is this person? And why should we believe what the mainstream media says? They're saying he's some sort of right-winger, while he says he's a socialist.
The source for me to find out, to find the manifest, I believe it came from what was ultimately, essentially, the Daily Stormer, or whatever they're called, the Stormfront.
Oh, God.
It wasn't a Stormfront, but it was like it. It was some sort of white nationalist website. That was where someone finally found the manifesto for me to...
Are they proud of this? I mean, do they think this advances their cause somehow?
No, the part that, you know, was shown to me was like, hey, look, we don't actually agree with a lot of this, but, you know, here it is, and we think it's important to archive it and to make sure that it's available. Like, man, I'm...
That's kind of embarrassing. They said what we said.
I'm relying on Nazis here to provide me with information. And the fact that I can even say
it's like
that...
being a reporter in the Ukraine.
Mm.
Yeah, it means something in this apparatus we call the United States social system has failed spectacularly. Because I have to get my information from Nazis.
Oh, speaking of Ukraine and the Nazis... The graphic this dude uses at the front of his 180-page yep. manifesto is the very same graphic the Azov Battalion uses.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know how to describe it. Yeah. It looks like a bunch of lightning bolts coming out from a center.
Yeah, I've actually seen that. I also saw a bunch of... images of Ukrainians hailing Hitler.
Really?
Yeah, there was a sports team or a sports ball game of some sort where there were like two sections and one would stand up and Sieg Heil and then the other one would stand up and Sieg wow. Heil. And then there was another thing where they had this woman who won a songwriting contest of some sort doing the Nazi salute. Who was, again, a Ukrainian. And I was really surprised to see that. I guess, I don't know, I guess my, it's like when somebody says, you know, there's a monster under the bed. You know, I don't expect to really find a monster under the bed because, you know, it's, who would want to be a monster?
Putin did say that, you know, there are Nazis everywhere in Ukraine, and that was the whole justification he gave for doing that.
To denazify Ukraine is what he said.
Yeah.
Although it's a different brand of Nazi. I guess the people they really hate are Russian speakers.
I bet they would hate blacks and Jews as well if you brought them in, but...
I don't know.
It tends to be a Nazi thing. At least this guy certainly does.
Yeah.
So, you know, he speaks out against Jewish people in this 180 pages, and of course he went and actually murdered blacks in the grocery mart. He says, did you always hold these views? This is again from his question and answer with himself in the 180-page document.
Which is a weird thing to do. But he certainly did it.
He says, when I was 12, I was deep into communist ideology. Talk to anyone from my old high school and ask about me, and you'll hear that. From age 15 to 18, however, I consistently moved farther to the right. Now, if you just stopped reading there, you would think, ah, he's a right winger. But no.
It's unusual for a 15 or 16-year-old to move to the right anyway, to be honest.
He's just saying he moved to the right of being a total communist. He says, on the political compass, I fall in the mild, moderate, authoritarian left category.
Okay, tell me, dude. You just killed 10 people to support your political ideology. You are not moderate anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what he says, right? So he says that he's both right and left, depending on the definition. He says he's a socialist, depending on the definition.
Well, I'm a socialist, depending on the definition.
What do you mean?
Well, if you define it as someone who recognizes that a system of communal property could work in a mutually agreed upon way where no one had force and violence being used against them,
but that's
sure.
not what a socialist is.
No, that'd be what a communist is. But you know, you could.
A socialist always has to do with state ownership of production.
Yeah, but you can. Well, there are libertarian socialists, right? That's what they call themselves.
They seem to be very confused.
It's just a communist, yeah. But they call themselves libertarian socialists. But sure, if that's the label they want to use, if you want to say, okay, dude, am I a socialist in the sense that libertarian socialists use it? Well, I'm not.
But you don't want
to
join a commune.
The existence of such a system.
But that's the difference. You don't have to. If you could agree that someone could have a commune. And it could work, because a lot of communes haven't worked out.
It's almost certainly not going to work. That's the
some
issue.
Have, though. There have been some.
But you're not going to get the physicist or the chemist or the engineers. The only ones you are going to get are the ones who, you know, have been in their career for 30 years and they just finally snapped, so they sold everything and bought a bus and they've moved to a commune.
But what I'm saying is, just because you can say that in theory a commune could work, if done on a voluntary basis, doesn't mean that you want to live there. It doesn't mean that you support
right.
that particular form of organization. So therefore, you wouldn't be a socialist.
Well, they wanted to define socialist in a way that, you know, is someone who. That's the exact issue. It's like, depending on how you define it, I could be anything.
Well, in case it
and
was
I'm going to agree with him on that point. Even the label of anarchist or voluntarist or anarchist is a widely disputed label. People got upset that I call myself an anarchist because I'm a free market advocate. And they're like, no, communism, there's no hierarchy.
Well, if you were
tremendous
confused,
disagreement.
If you were confused by what he said about being a socialist, because he basically admits that he's a socialist, he calls himself authoritarian left, but if that wasn't enough, then go all the way down through the 180 pages to 177, where he has a whole paragraph or section called Globalized Capitalist Markets Are the Enemy of Racial Autonomous, where he says, if an ethnocentric European future is to be achieved, global free markets and the trade of goods is to be discouraged at all costs.
Well, capitalism is definitely anti-racist.
Indeed.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will travel to Buffalo, New York Tuesday to pay respect to the victims of the supermarket mass shooting.
Paying tribute to the Buffalo police officer Aaron Slater, who gave his life trying to save others when a gunman shot and killed 10 innocent people in a grocery store in Buffalo on Saturday.
during a Medal of Valor ceremony at the White House, Biden paying tribute to the officer. The White House says President Biden will be there to mourn with the community. Illegal immigrants only have limited grounds to appeal deportation orders to the federal courts. The Supreme Court ruled Monday in a decision in which conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch led the dissent, joined by his three Democrat-appointed colleagues. The ruling does not affect the ability of the courts to weigh in on cases involving matters of law. This is USA Radio News. The Homeland Security chief is adamant Title 42 is not an immigration policy, but rather a public health authority in the hands of the CDC.
Title 42 is not an immigration policy. It is not an authority that the Department of Homeland Security holds.
Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is saying the CDC determined that the level of the COVID-19 pandemic no longer justifies the use of Title 42 as of next week. Instead of being sued, Surfside commissioners have unanimously agreed to pay the survivors and family members of the nearly 100 who died in the Champlain Towers South collapse a $2 million insurance settlement. The Miami Herald is reporting the town's insurance carrier, the Florida Municipal Insurance Trust, proposed paying out the maximum policy limit. The deal needs to be approved by a judge overseeing the class action lawsuit. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. We are highlighting some of the 180-page manifesto by the racist shooter in Buffalo over the weekend. Here tonight, it's Ian. Oops, sorry, nobody. Let's try that again.
Nobody.
No,
and Aria.
And phones are open for you if you want to join us. We're going to go to your calls, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And we've been just sort of talking about the mainstream media and their censorship of this story. While they're quote-unquote covering it, they never want to give you the access to any of their resources, like the 180-page manifesto or the apparently minute-10-long video that was recorded, live-streamed from the grocery store. It may have been longer, but somebody, ostensibly somebody clipped from what this guy was doing, so we're not sure how long the original footage was that Twitch may have possession of, that they're holding on to, I'm sure turning over to law enforcement. But luckily the manifesto is out in its full form, although it again is challenging to find. However, if you have library, lbry.com, and if you search for the shooter's name, someone posted the PDF to the manifesto on library. Because remember, library is a media sharing protocol. So we like to talk about how, oh, you can share videos there. Well, you can also share audio files and PDF files, for instance.
So. I did not know that.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
It's you can
true.
Find the ghost gun blueprints for 3D printers on library.
Yeah, pretty sweet. Mm. Yeah, it's a really cool system, so check out lbry.com. We'll continue with the discussion here, but Sarah is on the line. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
I just wanted to Kent, we paid for this traffic study the city did. Well, one of the Mayor Barry's former mayor got $75,000 for doing no work whatsoever because it was a bogus study because the decision was based on whatever the voters wanted.
Was that word salad supposed to mean anything? What happened? Run this by me again.
Okay, in other words, when Mayor Barry got elected after the third year of his first term, he said, I will base my red light camera decision on a solid study. I'm going to do a traffic study. So this study dragged out for like about 9 months. And then all of a sudden it got dumped off to have the voters decide. But one of his friends got paid $75,000 to do this study that dragged out for 9 months. And then it got, and then they had this election like 9 months before the election. And then after he got, and then he said, well, I'm going to do the wishes of the voters. 3,000 more people.
So hold on, just to clarify, you're saying that the mayor said he was going to go based on a study as far as whether or not to get rid of red light cameras, but then ultimately let the voters decide on it?
Right. He kind of switched it over.
So was there a vote? They actually put this to a vote of the people? I thought it was the city council that voted to get rid of the red light cameras there.
No, it was put it to the voters.
Then why are they bringing it back now? You're saying they're bringing back the red light cameras. They took them away years ago, right?
Well, the language, the actual ordinance, the wording was the red light cameras. It never said red light cameras and speeding bans.
I don't know what ordinance you're talking about.
Neither does she.
Okay, the amendment. Okay, the bill that we voted on, the wording was written, do you vote for the red light cameras? It never said red light cameras and mobile speeding units. So the language, so what we're getting now is just the speeding ban, the speeding cameras only. This is not the first red light
cameras. Wait. So you're actually mad because you thought the red light cameras were coming back because you called in recent weeks to be excited about the return of the red light cameras. And what you're saying is you misunderstood and that they cannot bring the cameras back because the voters voted them down. But voters did not vote down speeding cameras, and those are coming.
Right, that's correct. But we could always get the full-fledged red light cameras as time goes on. We're starting out with the mobile speeding units.
But you did say that the voters voted specifically to prohibit red light cameras.
Right, but that was the wording, red light cameras.
Right, so why would you be able to get those later if the voters said that they're not allowed?
Well, the reason is because it was a non-binding election. It was just a survey.
Oh, I see.
Right.
So it was a meaningless exercise in feeling good and making people feel like they had
an
impact on the government.
I mean, they did get rid of the red light cameras.
But did they do that because of the vote, or did the vote just get them cover that they could point to when they did what they already wanted to do?
I wouldn't presume they would have wanted that, right? Like, by default, a government bureaucrat isn't going to want to cut revenue. And that's what the red light cameras allow for, is more revenue coming into the traffic department or whatever. But politicians do want to be liked by voters.
Well, they want to get reelected.
Exactly. So, Sarah, that's the part you're absolutely right about here tonight, is politicians do want to get reelected. And if it is overwhelmingly unpopular to have red light cameras, some politician will get in front of that issue, and they will get elected based on that. And so that's why the politicians did what the people wanted in this rare instance, was to get rid of the red light cameras. Probably because they, too, are getting caught by the red light cameras, and they didn't like it either.
So my point is, we wasted $75,000. One of his friends got this money for absolutely nothing. And
that's a good point.
Study. Well, he probably did a study, right? They probably spent some time studying the issue. I mean, what did you want him to produce?
Well, here's the thing. The study was exactly what the result was before they had the study.
So he produced a result. He gave you a study, right?
Well, that it was bogus because the final decision was based on the voters. It's whatever way.
Yeah, so Sarah's pointing out a good point here, and that is that there's something called nepotism, right? Where, you know, buddies get their backs scratched, family members, friends of politicians get jobs and contracts in this case. So the mayor said, oh, well, we need a study about the red light cameras, and then hired his buddy to do a $75,000 study, which probably was like $5,000 of study and $70,000 going into somebody's pocket. And then he ultimately didn't even rely on that, is what Sarah is pointing out. So it was a total waste. And this kind of stuff happens in local governments all the time.
Yeah, but Sarah,
does this help you understand why we shouldn't turn everything over to government and let them make all our decisions?
Well, I know. I definitely agree with you. I don't I don't trust the government like you guys, but I'm the only one that follows this issue, this red light camera issues.
Yeah, it's like you're the only one that cares about red light cameras.
No one else cares.
Besides the company. You don't hold stock in the red light company, do you, the camera company? Red Flex or whatever they're called?
What's amazing is that everybody that I talk to is just completely so stupid. They do this kind of stuff because nobody cares.
Sarah. It's finding the issue to be trivial and not worth discussing.
The opposite is true, Sarah. People do care about this issue, which is why they voted to overturn the red light cameras. If they didn't care, they would have stayed home and not bothered to even do anything about it. But people hate red light cameras. I know you don't understand this because you've never driven a day in your life, and thank you for the call tonight, but they are obnoxious, they are dangerous.
They are illegal in New Hampshire.
Are they illegal? I didn't know that.
I was under the impression they were illegal.
I think they are.
That is fantastic. I know they're not here, and that much is really appreciated. That's not to say that cameras themselves are illegal. There's apparently a camera up at one of the intersections here in Keene now.
Okay.
It's weird. It looks like a bell when you look at it. I had no idea.
What is the purpose of it?
It's apparently like a 360 camera, and ostensibly the purpose is to monitor the traffic at the intersection. That's how all these things start, you know. But it looks weird.
It's hard to trust the government when they want to study a situation.
Yeah, when you look at it, it doesn't look at all like a camera, but it is. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us, bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. Somalia is still to come.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We still have the latest from the international scene with now Joe Biden ordering U.S. troops to go back into Somalia. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. But we've been discussing the crackdown on information, not just opinions being shared on social media platforms that they don't like, but also whenever one of these insane shooters pops up, there's always a whitewash going on from big tech companies. That they, you know, mainstream media has their official narrative, and the big tech companies play along by wiping out social media profiles, wiping out, in this case, the Buffalo shooting, a Twitch profile, a Twitch video streaming profile for the shooter, and making it so it's impossible for individuals to draw their own conclusions, to do their own research. And I do want to point out here that I've done a little more digging. I've got the library software here. And so we've got Odyssey, which is the online platform that is ostensibly based on library to some extent. Not so much these days because they're using centralized servers, but at some level, it's still there, from how I understand the
tech
works. Yeah,
it just clicked with me, like, tonight during that. You know, years ago, back when I lived in Mississippi and I was using library, you know, they were back then talking about this new mechanism that was going to store people's files for them so their computers didn't have to be on 24/7. Mm-hmm. And it just dawned on me tonight that that's Odyssey. And they, years later, they did finally roll it out, and it did work, and it's awesome piece of software. And it's just an irrelevant point that, you know.
It is great.
They planned this years ago.
But it is a platform. As we were pointing out, the platform does have rules. Library does not. Library, LBRY.com, is a protocol. And the difference, nobody, I bet you could probably sum it up.
Well, a protocol is a set of rules for how computers interact. And a platform may implement protocols. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everything's, you know, all platforms use at least some protocols, because HTTP is a protocol.
That's what the P stands for, and HTTP is protocol.
Yep, that's how you get your information from them. You know, WebSockets is a protocol.
TCP/IP.
TCP/IP is a protocol, which is low level and literally used by every internet site.
Right, and normally you don't need to know anything about protocols to use the internet, to use programs, to make sure, you know, you can get your things done that you need to get done.
And that's true of library as well.
Protocols are something you have to understand to write programs, but not right. to use them.
But the interesting thing is, a protocol is not centrally managed. It's just this technology that is deployed, and anyone can deploy it. If you have a server, you can deploy a HTTP server or a FTP server, or in the case of library, lbry.com, you download their software, which is open source, so you could fork that and make your own version of it if you wanted to, but you download this piece of software, and that gives you access to upload things via this media sharing protocol. So, whereas a platform, you use protocols to share things on the platform, but ultimately the platform's centrally controlled, and they can decide whether to allow you to share the thing or not.
Everyone out there is familiar with the Pirate Bay, right? The Pirate Bay is a platform. What Library is and what Library does is it takes that whole idea of torrenting stuff, sharing stuff with one another, and it turned that into a protocol so that there is no thepiratebay.org for the U.S. government to get the Swedish authorities to attack.
Right. Yep.
There's just Library. There's no organization, and there's no one who even could enforce copyright laws if they were able to find copyrighted content on Library, and you can put all the copyrighted content. You can share all the movies you want on there. Presumably.
I actually just found I was looking for the shooter's name on Library, and as I'm scrolling down, it's getting sort of variations of the search instead of the actual search that I looked for. And the movie from 1970, Patton, is on here. The full 2 hours and 51 minutes of that, plus pornography with someone named Peyton. But the actual shooter's name is also Peyton, so. So those are the most relevant ones that are coming up. I searched for Peyton Gendron, and the difference between the results on Library and Odyssey are significant.
I can imagine. Well, Odyssey, they do have that front-facing, that central organization where the U.S. government wanted an office to raid. Well, Odyssey has
one. They do have one, and it's, I believe, in the United States. So,
and I don't want to sound like I'm cheapening Library by saying, oh, it's the Pirate Bay, but it's decentralized, because that's an enormous evolution. The torrenting has existed since when the BitTorrent protocol was developed, but yes. And it took decades for some visionary to conceive the next step. How can we improve this technology?
Yeah, basically they solved the problem of searching, because you can't search for torrents without a website that lists them. And that's, of course, as you pointed out, the government goes after the website, they target it, they take it down, it pops up again somewhere else. There's this constant cat and mouse game going on out there, and it's frustrating to the end user. With Library, they solve that problem. They've got a search. It essentially indexes all these torrents through the blockchain, and that's basically what's going on the back end, is whenever you share a thing on Library, you become what they call a seed, meaning that you have 100% of that file.
And technology from BitTorrent, by the way.
That's right. And you're offering that file, whether it be a video or a PDF or whatever, to anyone who on the entire internet that wants to download it. And that's how torrents work. It's just that there was never any sort of network of torrents in any way. There was any way
There kind of was. Nutella had a distributed search capability where if you wanted to make a search, you uploaded your search to the people that you were talking to directly, and then they passed it on to other people who passed it on to other people. So, but Library is a different way of approaching that problem.
What happened to Nutella? Are they still around?
I don't know what happened to Nutella. They started out, as I recall, as a Napster client, and then when Napster went away, they kind of modified themselves to decentralize their searches, but I don't know what became of them, or they may still be out there.
Another really awesome thing about Library is that, you know, it's proving the argument that we've always made about why BitTorrent should be allowed, why it's not illegal, and why intellectual property is nonsense, because people can use it to create original content.
Yes.
There is an enormous amount of original user-created content on Odyssey and Library, and you didn't get those things on BitTorrent sites like, you know,
that's true.
On the Pirate Bay.
Yeah, that's true.
Even though some people probably did it, by and large, no one, even though people made the arguments because you've got to have that one legitimate reason, like, well, why should you be able to hack your gaming console? Well, so I can play, you know, homebrew software. Nobody wants homebrew software. Mm-hmm. They want emulators, right, and pirated games. But you have to have that legitimate reason. The legitimate reason for Pirate Bay was that, oh, well, you know, it's not all copyrighted content.
Right. Yeah, there's a ton of original content at Odyssey.
And Library's proving that, you know, that argument's actually true.
Yeah, and that is the other thing they did. I guess besides making torrents searchable, they also added in the social media aspect where you can leave comments and there's a profile, and so you can upload specific, you know, videos to a specific profile of a certain type. So we have our Free Talk Live profile on there. So thank you to everybody that follows us at video.freetalklive.com. But I just wanted to comment further on the differences between my search results. So I looked for Peyton Gendron, G-E-N-D-R-O-N. This is the shooter in Buffalo. And I don't think we need to say alleged shooter because he's admitted to it in the 180-page manifesto. And when you search for his name on Odyssey, a 19-minute-long video does come up, which does include the footage from the supermarket. So it does include the minute-long footage of whatever it is. I didn't watch, but I did skip through just to make sure it was there. And then it's like 18 other minutes of, I guess, just commentary and whatever it is that they talk about there on a channel called Censored News Now. And then you can click to show, so that shows like the top result, and then you click View Competing Uploads for Peyton Gendron, and there's almost nothing that comes up. There's one other video. However, if you do it on lbry.com, if you get their desktop client, I don't know if it works on the. I think they only have a desktop client. Like, if you want to be on Library proper,
they had a beta for an Android version. I don't know if it ever released.
In this case,
they were exploring it at one point. It may be ready now. I don't know.
In this case, there's a ton of other things that you can find through lbry.com. A lot of content. And what I did was I picked one of them that had the was just like a minute long video of just the shooting. And I tried searching for that on Odyssey, didn't come up. But then I pulled up the channel name on Odyssey, and the channel is accessible through Odyssey, and the video is still accessible through Odyssey if you go directly to the channel name in question. So what it looks like they're doing is they're somehow filtering out the searches on Odyssey. So the content's still there if you know how to find it, but if you just want to easily find the stuff, you really got to have the full Library client, lbry.com, because it looks like there's some restrictions in place on what you can search for, even though the video does come up, but just one of them.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.